As our beloved daddy speaks his heart to us all, we call our mighty armed presence into action to bless him. And I keep pouring to him such a constant outpouring of love that the door is always open, by which he may reach us at any moment and return into the physical octave the love he knows is required to hold us invincibly victorious against everything that is not the perfection of the ascended masters forever. Dear hearts of Oakland, once again we meet with the joy which only love can bring. And I want you to feel so encouraged tonight. For those of you under this radiation who do give us your attention each day, causes to arise from the planet Earth a light and a love that is welcomed into our octave and on which we may return to you and to your nation and to the world the ever-expanding stream of that great power of the sacred fire which will as surely possess the Earth as that the Earth exists. While changes will come, and while that which is destructive must be leashed, bound, and purified, yet that which is reaching to the heights for greater light and power shall also manifest its greater victory here. So be of good cheer, regardless of outer world appearances. We long so much, precious ones, to give you all of everything you require in one great wave of our love. But the great cosmic law does not permit that, because I am quite sure you would feel yourselves almost overwhelmed. You see, we can love so much more than you can, that if we were to flood that to you without any reservation, I'm sure you would wonder what was occurring. You can only absorb so much at one time, and we have to temper that to that which you are able to receive, because what you receive, you must use from day to day. For there is no use placing in your world the tremendous love from our octave unless you are going to release it in dynamic action into the atmosphere of Earth. And you might think, well, if you give it to us, it would keep acting. Yes, if you let it go forth. But if we gave you the power of our love, and then you didn't let it go into outer service to the rest of life, it would but store up in your world, and we wouldn't be able to give you any more until you use what you have. So you see, you may have all the power in the universe provided you use it. For all these great blessings and gifts of life are given to you for use, and unless you do use them in outer dynamic service, it would be useless for the law to bring them into your atmosphere and into your world just to remain inactive. These great powers of life, which we use in our octave, abide everywhere within life, but they lie quiescent. And unless you step them into dynamic action by conscious command, they would forever remain quiet. So it does take your direct call to us, and then after we answer you, it takes your conscious recognition that we have given the gift, that it is within and around you, and that you, by command, let it go forth or command it into outer action to produce what you require in fulfilling the great divine plan. So try to feel that everything we give you is for use in your world. And the more you use it, the more we can give you. And if you just put it away in the closet, as so to speak, you might have a storehouse full of it. But if you required it and you didn't use it, it wouldn't be our fault. So tonight, I want you to feel that you may come just as close to us as you want to. And you may have just as much of our power of victory as you can use from day to day, from hour to hour, from moment to moment. Regardless of what your affairs require, you may have always 1,000 times more than you can ever use, provided you keep the door open so it may surge into outer action. And it takes your application, your call, to make it act in the physical octave for you. Because many times there stands around you, dear hearts, not only the power and the energy of our love, but many times there stands the supply from our octave almost touching you. And therefore, in order to help your world come into divine order, that you may be a powerhouse to assist others, try to command that your beloved I Am Presence takes the outer self in hand and reminds it to draw our powers into outer dynamic use for the freedom of all. Then you might suddenly find yourselves doing things you had never done before and didn't really know you could do until the need or the requirement called that forth into outer action in some service which you rendered to life. And since obedience is the first law of manifestation, try to remember that the first demand of the cosmic law is your own love to your beloved I Am Presence. That opens the door into its great octave of power and supply. Then, as your love reaches into the heart of your presence, on the return current begins to flow the blessings and gifts from its own realm of activity. Therefore, when you say, my beloved I Am Presence, I demand the immortal victory of yourself. Be made alive in me and be the flame that blazes through me and compels victory everywhere in the physical octave, wherever I move. As you say that to your presence, we can enfold you then in many of our powers. And you move among mankind. And many times we can do for others that which you do not even know is going on. We may render a service through the radiation or just the happiness in your own feeling of the love from your presence and the closeness to it as you demand its powers come into outer action. There goes on from our octave service to many that you do not even know. And yet we are doing that through the radiation of the light in and around you which flows forth from your presence. It is that light that forms the open door by which we may reach into the physical octave, into many places. Abhor assistance, because your life is like a bridge on which our service to life, our blessings may come into many, many channels as you are busy with your outer world activity. You see, there is a twofold action of life going on constantly. There is that which is flowing from your presence into outer manifestation concerning your individual world and your service back to life. And then there is our service going on through your radiation into the locality or the nation, which affects the many that you do not even know. And yet, if you do not let that light come through you and radiate forth, so we can pour our love and our activity to the mass, then they would not receive the help. You might ask, well, since we are all powerful, why can we not help the mass? Because, my dear ones, there must be an upreaching of some of the unascended of mankind in a nation before there is the connection through that permits the cosmic law to use its greater powers to affect the many. Unless the individual expands his or her own light by an adoration or a desire to reach up to that which is greater than itself, how could the great cosmic law draw you into greater power and perfection if you were not yet ready to come? You see, the initial desire to reach up for greater perfection must come from within each one's own life stream. That is the natural raising, ever-lifting process within life itself, when it is allowed to act without interference or interruption. Therefore, every time you send your love to your own I Am presence, it draws back more love into the physical octave. And that naturally is an expansion of the perfection of your own world. And it is on that return love from your presence that we move into outer action, cosmic powers to assist the whole mass of the people, of a nation, or of the world. So every I Am student is like a beacon light. And wherever your light moves, we can pour our light to enfold yours, to strengthen the magnetic pull upon the mass of mankind until they are gradually lifted out of the frightful conditions in which they are now caught. So we do appreciate every wave of love that you send to your presence or that comes to us. We will pour back always infinitely more than you can give. And try to feel that when you have sent your love to the presence and it has returned its love to you, and then you know automatically when you think of us, our love enfolds you. Try to feel that we have given you a gift in your world, and that from then on you may reach in and use that love in the physical octave to do what you will. For our love is absolutely master over everything in this world. You little dream what the mighty victory did tonight through your decree. When your call goes forth to him, or the mighty son of Kumara, you have no idea what they pour back into your world. Here you have a world full of people, and they don't even know that the mighty Master Victory or the mighty Son of Kamara are ready to pour this help to them all. But unless they open the door from their side of life, the cosmic law does not permit a greater power to intrude upon them. You see, so long as they sleep in the condition of the senses, they are not awake to the freedom of our powers. And it is only by some frightful shock of outer world conditions that they give us attention enough to become aware of the powers of life that are waiting to assist them. So we are more grateful to you for your love to your presence and to us than you will ever know till your ascension. We, many of us, have reminded you all of our love and gratitude that you continue to make your call, but now feel that no matter what you require in the physical octave, right at hand is our love and our power to go forth at your command and produce the conditions that you require in correcting things of the physical octave that are out of balance. Try to feel we have given you gifts when we offer you our power, our love, our light, our activities of the sacred fire. We offer you the wealth of our octave. And if you would just feel that it is just as real in and around you as the air you breathe, then wherever you move, you would be alert and say, well, mighty beloved Victory's love is here. Mighty Saint Germain's violet flame is here. An angel of the presence is here, just as real as reality will ever be. I want to stress this tonight because, precious ones, throughout century upon century, you have been trained to lean on outer things. And that has made the physical life of mankind entirely artificial. The outer senses have been so trained to lean on physical things that they could see and handle, that the feeling world is uncertain and doubts the existence or the reality of something the eyes can't see. And yet you never saw the current in an electric wire, and yet you accept it. Now we are trying to get you to feel with absolute dynamic certainty in your feeling world the love from your presence, the power of its light, the wisdom and victorious presence of the cosmic Christ, which is the mighty I Am presence in the great central sun, and to feel that when you ask us for some of our power or powers to correct wrong conditions in this octave, that we're going to answer you. I want you to know that. I know you've all had many, many manifestations, and you do have more conscious awareness of that and more certainty than the rest of mankind. But still, you can be much more certain yet. And the more certain you are, the more power we can release. And I am determined that you shall feel this more hourly. Now then, you look around in the physical world and you think, well, I need this and I need that. And you want physical wealth or physical things to do what you call physical service to life. We have offered you the use of our Ascended Master Consciousness. And our Ascended Master Consciousness produces instantly the manifestation of that which we desire. When we think of a thing, the picture is so clear, the thing manifests instantly. Therefore, when we loan you and ask you to accept and to use our Ascended Master Consciousness, try to feel that when you want something produced and you ask your mighty I Am Presence to see that the Ascended Master Consciousness of this thing produces the manifestation at once, then try to feel that as you use our love and our wisdom and our power to fulfill your call, the answer is coexistent with the call. I'm determined to get this over to you, because if you get what I mean tonight by using the Ascended Master's consciousness of anything you desire, the fulfillment is automatically coexistent with the call. Then you do not have to wait for the fulfillment of your calls, and you move into what you call the transcending of time and space. Then you will know what it means to demand that our love move into a situation, and our love controls it. Were you to say to a situation that is discordant, "My beloved I Am Presence, clothe me with yourself," and I reach up and call forth the mighty flames of the mighty Son of Kamara's love, I call them into action, into that situation, to possess it, to purify it, to raise it, and his love shall hold command. Then forget it. Now then, supposing we apply this same thing to your supply. The beloved Lord, the Mahachohan, governs the supply through nature. Your own beloved I Am Presence governs the supply of its life to you. The beings of the elements, the great beings who direct them, govern all supply of everything the life holds within it to the earth. Therefore, when you say to your beloved I Am Presence, clothe me with yourself, and I call forth the Ascended Master's feeling and manifestation of all supply that I shall ever require to do this which needs to be done now. Now try this. And let us see how close you can live in our Ascended Master Consciousness of the limitless supply and the instantaneous fulfillment of your every call. If you get to click on this, as you say, you'll click a lot of manifestations quite quickly, and I'm quite sure you'll enjoy it. And if you will think clearly through this, my beloved I Am Presence, make me know and feel within myself and around me the immortal mastery of your heart's flame. Then be quiet and feel it deeply, and then demand that it control your every outer action. And you will find the outer self raising into more and more freedom and more use of the natural divine powers of your own life. And then when you call to us for the victorious presence of our power, of our love, to make this manifest more quickly, you will find it breathtaking in its magnificent accomplishment. And I tell you, you will go forward like a skyrocket with joy unspeakable. Just live in this. Say often to your beloved, I am present. Clothe me with the fullness of yourself and manifest your mastery here. And see that the ascended master qualities and powers I require to govern all manifestation move into dynamic service to bless life wherever I am with the fulfillment of its great divine plan. And then go on your way. Just give the command and leave the rest with us. And you will find love will take possession of its own. It will know what it wants, and it will be all-powerful to fulfill your slightest call. I want you to experience this freedom. I want you to know the reality of the flames of love and the cosmic light substance we have placed in your mental and feeling world, in the atmosphere about you, and even into your flesh body. I would like to see a few of you make the experiment, because I'd like to see you all do it. But if a few do it, I'll be grateful. If you speak to the light, the point of light in every cell of your body, and say to that, I, beloved mighty I am present, clothe me with yourself, and I demand every point of light be made dynamically active as self-luminous atmosphere about me, that love supreme may produce perfection for eternity. Now you try me out. And if you'll give obedience, as I am the God of obedience, I will be obedient to your call. And I will see there are manifestations that fulfill your call. If you will be obedient to the law, mighty call, and call your mighty I am presence into outer action, I will be obedient and give into your outer use that which produces these manifestations. So we'll both be obedient to life, if you don't mind. And if you do mind, we'll give you a little more time. Because one day it must come. And when you begin to feel the closeness and the power of our ascended master consciousness, you will realize there are no veils between. Then when you demand the light of the cosmic Christ be made dynamically alive and active in the atmosphere about you, you will see us face to face. Do you know what I mean tonight? If you want to see us, then the atmosphere about you must contain more light. And as that light of the victorious Christ expands and is dynamically active around you, will you find the vibratory action of the optic nerve raised till you can look into our octave. And then there are no veils between. Our world is not so far apart from yours. You think it is, and all that makes you think so. Now think of this. The only thing that makes you think you can't see us is a little vibratory action in your optic nerve. Isn't that silly? Isn't that nonsense? We used to see each other face to face, didn't we? I haven't moved out of the universe. You haven't moved out of the universe. You have seen me at the inner level when your body sleeps. Many of you brought back the remembrance of it. You saw me there. You did see me here. What's the matter? I'm telling you what to do. And when you demand to see me, you will see me. I don't think you get me yet tonight. I am just as close to you as you want me. And if you command that the power of the victorious Christ and its cosmic light be made alive in you and be made your atmosphere, then I am in that light. For in that light nothing can be hidden. Then there will be no veils between you and me. I hope we may come closer and closer. But all of that isn't just on our side, you see. We can see through that veil from our side. We can see you. So where is the seeing to take place? In you, isn't it? Isn't it you who have to see us? We can see you. We see you all the time. We have but to project the light ray. Anywhere you happen to be, anywhere we happen to be. And just like you'd use a telescope to behold a star, we can use a light ray and behold you. Now why can't you use the same light ray and behold us? You can. I'm telling you how tonight. And if you can use a light ray and our ascended master consciousness to correct conditions here, well, then you can use a light ray and our ascended master wealth to help correct conditions here. Try me out. I'm always willing to be tested. I told you that a long time ago. I could come so close to you, I could push your shoulder, and you would look to see who was around, and you wouldn't see me, but you could feel me. Now why wouldn't you see me? Because of the vibratory action of the optic nerve, and that's due to the whole vibratory action of the physical flesh. So when you command that the mighty I'm presence clothe you in itself and make its cosmic light dynamically active in you and your atmosphere self-luminous, the optic nerve will have to get busy and vibrate more rapidly, and then we will see each other face to face. How much do you want to see me? Thank you, precious ones. While you're standing for just a moment, remember my words. Your ability to see me depends on the amount of light that you demand be made dynamically active around you to see into our object. Won't you be seated, please? Now, the thing that makes that light dynamically active is your love to your presence and your call to it that it enfold you, because your presence can see me. We're getting hot, as you say. Not by the weather, but just coming closer to the reality. When you demand that your mighty I Am presence clothe you in itself, it will send down the ray of its light and love to make everything in your world brighter and more powerful with its own victorious flame. And the more you do that, just charge it into outer action and go about your business just as natural and normal could be. Every once in a while, do it again. Demand the atmosphere about you be made dynamically active with the power of the victorious Christ that sees everywhere, that penetrates all things. And then, as the Master Jesus said, come unto me and I will give you rest. Come in to that light of the cosmic Christ, the mighty I Am presence of your own precious self and of our octave. And when your attention is on us, you will come into our feeling world. You will feel us first. And then as you realize that that love is light and you demand it be made dynamically active, the light grows brighter and the veils are consumed. Now, we want you to become accustomed to this as naturally as breathing, because we have great wealth in our octave that ought to be serving you as soon as you are strong enough to hold protection of it in the physical octave. And that wealth always comes on love. And the light, as you release that love, is the bridge between. And we want this to come into your outer use. You may all have more freedom. You may do wonderful things that need to be done for the rest of mankind. And they need to be done by you. We've done a great deal for mankind. But these things need to be done by unascended beings, for other unascended beings, until the light within mankind as a whole begins to reveal its raising power. And then will you find the mass of the people awakening to the God consciousness of their own reality. So these marvelous gifts which are at our command, that we can release to you with one wave of our hands, are ready to serve you, and if you will command them into outer dynamic action for the illumination and service of all mankind, you could not be denied. I am tipping you off tonight. I trust this will remain in your mental notebook for some time to come. I'm not just talking to hear myself. I am offering you tonight very real practical powers. Do not your inventors and your scientists reach up into the higher mental bodies realm and into our octave and draw forth ideas through invention? Well, what's the difference between reaching into the life, the greater life of each individual's life stream, or into the life of our octave and drawing ideas? What's the difference between drawing ideas and drawing substance? It's all energy. If they can reach up and get our ideas, and you can reach up and get our love, you can reach up and get our substance. You can reach up and get our things. Then your world and our world becomes filled with a perfection which ought to be. This is one thing I've been waiting for a long while, to give you the freedom of boundless supply. And the boundless supply only comes from our octave, because your world is not boundless. The supply that's already manifested in the physical octave is limited, but that in our octave is not. Therefore, if you want boundless supply, that supply must come from our octave. And it can come by your call, first to be clothed in the magnificence of your own beloved I Am presence, and its light be made dynamically active in and around you as the atmosphere in which you move and live and have your being. Then when you say, beloved mighty I Am presence, I'm the ascended host, give me the things from your octave that belong in this world to enable me to fulfill the divine plan, then there will be no delay. And I do trust you will enter into this and begin its use very shortly. So with all the love at my command, I demand tonight that this illumination come to you as an eternal flame inside of yourselves that shall ever grow brighter till you have the full understanding of all that this means to you, and that the oneness of your life and our life, the oneness of your love and our love, the oneness of the great light of all creation dissolves every limitation, and you go forward to demand in outer action that which sets the world free by light into which none can ever cast a shadow. That is the light of God that cannot fail to either reveal to you what you require, or supply you with what you require, or raise you into what you require, until the victorious Christ blazes its light, that beloved I Am presence takes possession of its own and commands freedom and compels it for eternity. Thus do you enter in to the great command of love supreme, the love of the cosmic Christ, and it is the master presence and all authority of life everywhere through all manifested worlds. Therefore, it is all authority in your world and your manifestation everywhere you go. Let it reign. Experiment with its power. Command its victory. And go forward free in the light and the love that my heart wants to pour into your world, that you may pour it to others and to America and the earth, until it does fill all and the end of the darkness has come forever. Thank you and good night. Thank you, beloved Daddy, for your love and your ever-increasing gifts of happiness and blessing to us all. May we feel your closeness with such power we can go forth clothed in your power to produce here whatever is required to fulfill the great divine plan, the ascended master's way, till Saint beloved Saint Germain's immortal authority of immortal freedom in its cosmic victory possesses America and through America the world, until not one human being remains in the limitation of the human for any reason. To the brothers of the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation, Watch thou between each of us while we are absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such immortal obedience, God victorious self-control, management, and mastery, and such immortal power of the victorious Christ that its light blazes everywhere and takes possession and compels perfection to rule all for eternity. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in everything you know we will require to make dynamically active in this octave the perfection that is in yours, till it possesses all and raises all into everlasting freedom. Thank you, precious Daddy. Thank you, mighty Victory. Thank you, every being of light and love that has helped us to come this far in the light. Now make us its immortal Victory without reservation, and blaze its power till there is not one shadow ever again in existence. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaros, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, do we call as never before for your living presence in and around us all in that sacred fire that rules everywhere with full perfection. Beloved Arcturus, command the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it, and pouring into its distress whatever you know is required to annihilate the human, make us the cosmic Victory of all that is divine. And may the victorious Christ, the mighty I Am President and the great central sun, take its dominion and dissolve and consume everything alike its perfection for eternity. We thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hoped to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am Presence, mighty blessed Daddy, and all the great ones, asking the great ones to accept it, amplify it without limit, charge it with the immortal Victory of their world, and blaze it everywhere until nothing else remains. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth everything it contains into the hands and use of those under this radiation. Expand it in worldwide Victory to compel the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all crime, all impurity, all that is not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all as soon as possible, according to the wisdom of the great divine plan. And we ask for all the blessings from the ascended master's octave to clothe those under this radiation tonight, make that the victorious presence of the cosmic light dynamically alive and active in and around us all, and compel our worlds to become the perfection of the ascended master's octave without any reservation whatsoever, and swifter than lightning manifest that which holds command for eternity. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, all activities from the great central sun that are required to compel the end of all of this earth that is not the immortal perfection of the ascended master's octave in full eternal conscious command.